Hey everyone, welcome back to Strong Starts. I'm your host Dylan Brooks, and if you're anything like me, sometimes that inner peace feels about as close as winning the lottery a distant dream, right? But trust me, it's not impossible. We live in this crazy world of constant notifications, deadlines, and let's be honest, just plain chaos. Ever feel like your mind is running on a hamster wheel, thoughts spinning faster than a top? That's why we're diving into something super important today. Cultivating inner peace and calmness. Not just for those Zen masters out there, but for all of us who are trying to navigate this crazy thing called life without losing our sanity. Because, let's face it, a calm mind is a powerful weapon against stress, anxiety, and even just the feeling of being overwhelmed. Here's the thing. Inner peace isn't about achieving some mythical state of zero stress bliss. It's more like finding a quiet space within yourself amidst the storm. It's about learning to manage those swirling thoughts and emotions, not suppressing them. And trust me, that's an absolute game changer. So, how do we get there? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways that can really help you cultivate that inner oasis. First off, mindfulness is your superpower. Ever heard the saying, be present? It sounds cheesy, right? But seriously, it's about tuning into the now, focusing on your breath, noticing the sensations in your body, and letting go of those thoughts about the past or future that are dragging you down. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. Try taking a few minutes each day just to breathe deeply and observe your surroundings. You'll be amazed at how much it can shift your energy. Number 2. Embrace the power of gratitude. You know those days when everything seems to go wrong? Yeah, me too. But focusing on what you're grateful for can actually change your entire perspective. It doesn't have to be grand gestures, maybe it's a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, or even just a good laugh with a friend. When we shift our focus to the positive, it creates this ripple effect that impacts everything else in our lives. Thirdly, don't let negativity rule your roost. We all have those inner critics, right? Voices that tell us we're not good enough or smart enough. But guess what? Those voices aren't always accurate. Learn to recognize them for what they're just thoughts, not facts. Challenge those negative beliefs and replace them with positive affirmations. You deserve to feel confident and capable. Next up, connection is key. Humans are social creatures, after all. Spending time with loved ones, engaging in meaningful conversations, and nurturing relationships can bring a sense of belonging and joy that nothing else can quite replicate. So make an effort to connect with people who uplift you and make you feel good about yourself. And finally, remember to prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's reading a book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or pursuing a hobby you love. When you take care of yourself, you have more energy and resilience to handle whatever life throws your way. Speaking of which, let me tell you about this one time when I was feeling super stressed out. Deadlines were looming, emails were piling up, and my brain felt like it was on overload. I was about to lose it. But then I remembered something my grandma always used to say. Take a deep breath, Dylan, and remember that the world won't end if you don't respond to that email right this second. So, I did just that. I stepped away from my desk, went for a walk in the park, listened to some music, and came back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle those tasks with a clear head. It was like hitting the reset button on my whole day. And you know what? The world didn't end. So, there you have it, 5 powerful ways to cultivate that inner peace and calmness we all crave. Remember, mindfulness, gratitude, positive self-talk, connection, and self-care are your secret weapons against stress. Don't just listen to this, put it into practice. Start small, maybe take a few minutes each day for mindful breathing, or jot down 3 things you're grateful for. You can do this, and trust me, the rewards are worth it. Remember to share this episode with your friends who might benefit from these tips, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.